Hare Krishna. By coming in contact with asat matter, we suffer. By coming in contact with sat, we become happy. What is the difference between sat and asat? Anything spiritual is called sat. Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, temple, prasad, holy name, this is all sat. And asat means dead matter. And all the nonsensical activities of this world. Sometimes people wonder why we suffer in this world. Actually, if we do activities that are incompatible for the soul, then we suffer. Just like if somebody purchases a Mercedes-Benz car and uses it for plowing a field and he blames the car, what is this? It's not properly plowing. But the Benz car is not meant for plowing a field. It is meant for plowing on smooth road. Similarly, when we are given a human body and we try to indulge in all nasty activities, like smoking, drinking, illicit sex and all these things, then people suffer. And people blame God for suffering. You see? Ultimately, they say that, you know, why God has created suffering in this world? Actually, God has not created suffering. We invite suffering. That is why Maya doesn't capture us. We capture Maya. Like the Ashtavakra, in order to show the jivas how they are attached to Maya, he showed it by a demo. He ran and went and held a tree by his hands. And this is the way people are after Maya, he said. Maya doesn't capture us, we capture Maya, he said. So, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, this world is Dukhalayam, it is a place of suffering. Why? Because the jivas try to enjoy. The more we try to do bhog of matter, we suffer that much. Because we are spirit souls, Krishna is also Supreme Spirit. Spirit and Supreme Spirit can interact very nicely because they are of the same jati. They are of the same substance. Spirit and Supreme Spirit exchange, very nice combination. But spirit trying to enjoy matter, no, incompatibility. Because the vastava vastu means the spiritual substance, it cannot enjoy jada prakriti. Jada. For example, if you want to eat food, you eat grains or fruits. It's compatible. Imagine if you take some stone or something and try to eat. It's incompatible. Similarly, the Atma, for him to enjoy jada prakriti is incompatible. Somebody bites a stone and says, hey, why is my teeth paining? The problem is incompatibility. So in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, yes, this world becomes a place of suffering because the jivas in their dream, illusion, they try to enjoy the jada prakriti. Jada makes them like jada also. They become zombies. And they become practically dead. They suffer. But Bhagavad Gita is not a pessimistic book. It is a hope-giving book. Krishna says, bhavo jnana tapasa puta mad bhavam agataha. Many, many souls, Arjuna, in the past, have become purified by studying and practicing Bhagavad Gita. And mad bhavam agataha, they have come back to my abode. Bhavo means many, many. You are not the first fellow to hear Bhagavad Gita. I have spoken it long before to many, and many, many have perfected their life. And then he says also, janma bandha vinirmukta padam gacchantanamayam. Many, many souls have become free from the janma mrityu chakar. And they have attained the padam gacchantanamayam. See, he distinguishes between these two. Most people in India think, if you go out of this world, you get moksha. Krishna says that is not ultimate. Janma bandha vinirmukta, having come out of this material world, padam gacchantanamayam, he enters into spiritual world. Like that he says. If somebody says, I have come to Pune. Yes, you have come to Pune, but not to Radha Vrindavan Chandra temple. So coming to Pune is like coming to Brahma Jyoti. But after coming to Brahma Jyoti, entering into Radha Vrindavan Chandra temple is like coming into Goloka Vrindavan. You see? So, that's why he says, Janma Bandha Vinirmukta. Many jnanis may become Janma Bandha Vinirmukta. And they may be suspended in that bright light of Brahma Jyoti. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. But they experience no happiness. And in want of happiness, like a rocket which couldn't get a planet to, land, it comes back. Just like the Skylab many years ago. It went up, it didn't get any planet to land, it came back. Like that, all the jnanis, they go to Brahma Jyoti and come back. Whereas a bhakta, Janma Bandha Vinirmukta, and he gets the Paramam Padam, Padam Gacchanta Namaya. The imperishable abode of Krishna is centered only by those who love him in devotional service. And there are not one or two, there are hundreds and thousands of great souls who have achieved that abode. Every one of them whom you see here, these Mahajanas, these 12 Mahajans, they are our heroes in the top. These 12 Mahajans whom you see, Swayambhu, Narada, Shambhu, Kumara, Kapilo, Manu, Prahalado, Janako, Bhishmo, Balirvayasakirvayam, Dvadasayete, Vidanimo, Dharman, Bhagavatan, Pataha, Guhyam, Vishuddham, Durbodham, Yad Nyatva, Amritamashnute, Bhagavatam. Yamaraj is saying to his Yamakinkaras, my dear sons, see these 12 personalities, this Brahma, see the 4 Parampara Acharyas who have led 4 Sampradayas, they are in the front. They are the first one to take darshan in the morning, even before all of us. See, Brahma is taking darshan from there. And there in the middle, who is that? Chatushkumaras. They also have one Sampradaya. And there is that Shiva. Yeah, Rudra Sampradaya. And 4 Sampradaya was started by whom? Lakshmi. She is in Balaji temple. So these are the 4 parampara acharyas. Originally Krishna gave them knowledge. And then subsequently the knowledge came down. And many others, all these personalities also have, like Prahlad, Janak Maharaj, Bhishma, and even Bali Maharaj surrendered to Supreme Lord. And all these are powerful examples. We have to follow only them. Prabhupada says there are 2 types of Mahajans. True Mahajans, bogus Mahajans. So these are true Mahajans whom we should follow. And who are bogus Mahajans? Like Hitler, or Darwin, Stephen Hawking, this kind of people. So, why they are also called as false Mahajan? Because they also have many followers who are fools, who follow them. But one who is intelligent should follow the true Mahajanas. And all these Mahajanas, information about them you will get in Srimad Bhagavatam, which is considered the crest jewel of all the Vedic literatures. In a mango tree, will you eat a bark of a mango tree? Because the 4 Vedas are like the bark. And there are also leaves. Mango leaves also you can eat. They are like the Upanishads. That's like kacha mango. That's like Upanishad actually. Then there are also Puranas. Because kacha mango, if you eat, your teeth won't be feeling so nice. Because you don't get a full understanding of God. But the Srimad Bhagavatam is pakka mango, ripe mango, which is like rasamalayam. And in that Srimad Bhagavatam, all these Mahajanas are explained. Bhagavad Gita is by Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam is about Krishna, the 12 cantos. And the Srimad Bhagavatam, many examples are given. What is the goal of life? The goal of life is to clean our heart and go back to God. No other goal. Dhruva Maharaj perfected his life, went back home, back to Godhead. Prahlad Maharaj perfected his life, went back to Godhead. Ajamila perfected his life, went back to Godhead. There was one Prachina Parishad who was stuck up in his kingly affairs. Narada Muni came and powerfully preached to him. His 10 sons were more mature than the father also. They had gone to jungle to perform penances and everything. They became pure devotees of Krishna already. But this fellow was stuck up. Narada Muni preached to him so powerfully. He said, I want to leave right now and go to jungle and practice Krishna consciousness and go back to Godhead. His minister said, sir, wait for some time, let your sons come, get them married, and then you may proceed. He said, that all of those things you guys do, I am going now. Immediately he went. Dhritarashtra was preached to by Vidura very powerfully, and he was very lazy to practice Krishna consciousness. Even after the war was over, all his 100 sons were killed, still was too attached. Vidura came, powerfully preached to him, so powerfully. He said, "Brother Vidura, tell me, what do you want me to do?" He said, "Follow me," he said. He also went behind him, went to the jungle. 7 days he practiced Krishna consciousness, went back to Godhead. Bhishma Pitama, seeing Krishna in front of his eyes, beholding the beautiful form of Krishna, smiling, Bhishma left his body, went back to Vaikuntha. Bhagavatam is full of information of great souls. Great souls and small souls also. Why the small souls example is also given? Because we are small souls. We have not yet become Mahatmas. And there are fallen souls also. Like Ajamila, Bharat Maharaj, they slipped. Why? Because we also slip sometimes. So Bhagavatam gives all these examples. But ultimately they all went back to Godhead. So in ISKCON, even if you ask a 3-year Saraswati, what is the goal of life? To go back home? Back to Godhead. Everybody knows. So, if you are really intelligent, you will never miss track of the ultimate goal of life. And that goal is achieved by cleaning the heart, by chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. So learn to live life smartly, so that you will never miss track of the ultimate goal of going back to Godhead. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances and to all the Vaishnavas.